NFL referees have been locked out since June 3rd, and replacement officials have been working preseason games since the 5th of August. Joining me now to discuss one of the latest in the recent cavalcade of pro sports lockouts is CBS Sports national columnist Greg Doyle. Greg, in a nutshell, what are the main obstacles to an agreement between the league and the refs?
Well, this is going to surprise you a lot, Bill, but it's money.
No.
Yeah, I know. The NFL wants some of these guys to work full-time and is willing to pay them as much as $175,000 or thereabouts. And the referees say, well, if you're going to make us work full-time, we want to be paid full-time like baseball refs. Well, baseball refs work 160 games a year, literally 10 times the amount of a football ref. So it comes down to money and how much they're willing to get paid for their work.
This week, the NFL Referees Association threw a flag at the league for what it called, quote, false and or misleading statements regarding ongoing negotiations between the league and the association on a new contract. Were those charges correct?
Well, yeah. You don't think Roger Goodell plays fair, do you? I mean, the guy plays to win. He plays hard, and he's not above sending out misleading information. That includes the fact that the NFL wants to add 21 more officials to give the current officials maybe a break every now and then. If they have three extra sets of refs, they can give a set a break here or there. Well, what the NFL didn't say and what the officials are telling us now is that, well, yeah, they want to add 21 more bodies, but they don't want to add any more money to the pool of salary available to those bodies, which means a reduction in pay for all the officials. And so the officials are saying, you know, they're being misleading. And they are, but that's what Goodell does.
NFL officials work 15 games per season, and the average pay is $149,000 a year. Should the fact that they're technically part-time employees who can work other jobs during the week and certainly can work other jobs during the long off season undermine the complaint they haven't had a pay raise since 2006?
No, I don't think so, because they're getting paid so well. You know, I think a lot of us would like to be paid that highly for working that rarely, and they lose me when they say, well, NBA referees make this much, and baseball referees make that much. Well, yeah, well, those guys are on the road all year long. I mean, it's just nonstop travel and games. These guys make 15 trips a year. It's just not that hard. I mean, we've never thought they were good in the first place. They've messed up coin flips, for crying out loud. So all of a sudden now, the idea that whoever replaces them will be that much worse, I find that hard to believe.
On August 9th, Shannon Easton, also a replacement ref, became the first female to officiate an NFL game. I wonder, should we file this in the dubious history-making category?
No, but file this into the dubious history-making category. She's got a history of playing in the World Series of Poker, and the NFL has already told her during the offseason you'd have to notify the league if you even enter a casino within 24 hours of stepping foot in there. So no more World Series of Poker for you, and furthermore, no more blackjack either.
Greg, what's your sense as to how this will all work out? Will it be resolved before they play any games that count?
No, my sense is there's going to be a week or two with replacement refs, and there will be a mistake that's so bad, you know, it'll cause the country to start screaming about it, and it'll get fixed, when the reality is whatever the mistake is probably a mistake that was made by real refs a couple years ago. But that's how people are. We're stupid, and we're going to fall for it.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBS Sports. Greg, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.